Amazing.
All right. I just started our audio because I forgot, Ian. So the people who are on Patreon and getting Patreon messages, you missed us talking to chat. That's what you missed. So there you go. So sorry about that, patrons. But you missed a few minutes of us talking to chat. We are going to get started, though, because we want to do a couple stories. The first one we're going to do is Steve Hotze. I don't know how to say his name. On how to avoid the coronavirus. Why don't you just not get it? That's an option. You know, if we're listing options, let's list the most obvious of not getting it.
Okay, that's fair, Cecil. But you got to admit, if you do it right, his plan is foolproof.
Yeah, right. No can defend, Tom. No can defend.
Right, exactly. He's like, doop, 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 doop. That little drum arm thing.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Can we pause and talk about Karate Kid 2? Because that's from Karate Kid 2 with the little slappy drum, like slappy drum, wackety thing.
Yeah, wackety, wackety. That's what it's called, too. It's called the wackety, wackety.
Wackety, wackety, yeah. Wackety, wackety. When done right, no can... It's just hitting from the right and then hitting for... You literally know where the next one's coming. It's alternating hitting. How is there no way to defend from this? Now, if you don't... If we get this right, you'll never know where that next...
Is that what he's talking
exactly
about?
Exactly identical blow is going to come.
Or is he talking
from.
About the kick, that crane kick?
It's not the crane kick, oh, I don't think.
I don't know.
Am I mistaken?
I have no idea.
Because that would be the easiest thing to defend, too, because you have to stand off balance on one foot
genuinely,
with your arms up like a weird bird.
I genuinely don't remember where it comes from. And people are really obsessive about movie quotes, so I'm just going to back away and say, this is all you, buddy. This is all you. This is Tom fucking everything up for Karate Kid 2. Let him know in chat, guys.
All right.
All right, so here we go. This is Steve Hotze. We're going to play him.
A strong immune system. You want your immune system, when it sees a virus or bacteria coming in, you want it to be on the attack. You want it-
That's what you need.
Your immune system is just like, I don't know, man, maybe he's cool. Yeah. Like, let him in. We can hear him out a little.
Also,
whatever.
Also, you don't know how this works. What it does is it aggravates the immune system, so the immune system kills you. You fucking idiot.
Right, well, that's
the thing, right? It's not that the immune system is bad and doesn't work against this virus. It's that the virus basically amps up the immune system so it drowns you in your own immune system. That's how this works, stupid. So it already does amp this shit up, dummy.
We want the virus. We want your immune system to behave like a great storm, like a cytokine storm. Yeah. No, that one kills you. That's
no,
okay.
That totally kills you, yeah.
All
no,
right.
That's bad.
Never mind.
Turns out, don't want that. Yeah. I want my, I want my immune system kind of on an even keel. Is that okay? If we just, you know, I want it like Aristotle's virtues. I don't want it to be in the extreme either way, you know?
I love when they sell those products. It's like, crank your immune system to 11.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just like, wait a minute, if I crank my immune system to 11, that's an autoimmune disorder. Like, it's like literally a whole classification of different problems.
No shit.
You attack. You want it to attack it. You want your immune system healthy and strong. You don't want to be on the defensive and go, oh my gosh, I can't talk or touch anybody. Look, I shake every hand I can. I want my immune system to be challenged every
day. Yeah, what I do is I go into the department store and, you know, the escalator down, I just lick that. I just put my tongue on the escalator down and just as it rolls past. That way I don't have to move. I could just stay there and just collect as many germs as possible. It's like a conveyor belt for germs.
Right.
It's perfect.
It literally
it's perfect.
Is just,
I like fucking Henry Forded that shit. Yeah, I Model T'd that shit. I'm amazing.
After like a minute, your tongue dries out, just pulls your head underneath the thing.
You're stuck like underneath it. And somebody's trying to pull your feet out. Oh, yeah. First time on the escalator.
There's a certain amount of truth to the idea that like you should not avoid all exposure to germs in order to like have a working immune system. But like now's not that time. Yeah. This isn't that time. Are you unaware of the time that it is?
Well, yeah.
Do you not own an anything device? Like literally any device will tell you this is not that time.
fucking coronavirus is in Iocane powder, okay? It's not it's not Princess Bride. I got enough of it and now I'm fine. It's the same thing. Like, what? Okay, yeah, you don't have the herp, but you're going to go bang a bunch of people with herpes to not get herpes? Don't be an idiot. Don't go out there and bang a bunch of people not to get herpes and they all have herpes, stupid. It's not all okay, this works.
That's advice that, you know, you could have given anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Whatever.
I guess that's fair.
That's
So it builds strong health. We've all been exposed to viruses and bacteria since the day we were born, for crying out loud, in a bucket. Trillions of them every day. And we survive because why? God gave us an immune system. We've got to keep it healthy, Bishop.
Just also, some people don't survive.
Like, yeah, right, yeah. You survive except for those people that don't, right? That's exactly right. How this works, for crying out loud in a bucket. By the way, crying out loud in the bucket. I don't know what that means.
Race.
I just threw it out there. Sure.
Or bacon or cheese Danish. Like what? Just what is that even?
Crying out loud in the bucket.
What?
Am I crazy or are they crazy? You know,
I think the answer is obvious, bud. Yeah.
Like literally ask any doctor, like, should I get sick?
Yeah.
Or avoid that.
So, doctor, pro sick, anti sick. Where do you stand on the pro anti sick? And while we're at it, pro anti cancer. Where do you stand on these things, doc?
I was licking fucking Ebola patients like Tootsie Pops to get to their gooey center.
The best part about the gooey center comes out. It sort of seeps out. So you don't have to go that far. It's like the bird. It's three licks and then you're there. That's
a one. A
Could I be right and Harvard and all these CDC guys be wrong?
Yeah. Literally no.
That's not even a rhetorical question. The best part is he's going to answer it in a second. It's not even a rhetorical question.
Yeah, because guess what? They don't talk. They're all conventional. They don't talk about how you can keep yourself from getting sick.
Yeah, no, that's literally how they're talking about it. They're saying social distancing. That's how you do it. Yeah, by not getting sick, that's how you don't get sick.
Why else do you think they're saying wash your fucking hands?
Yeah, right.
Like, what? Like, why else do they think, like, they're saying use fucking hand sanitizer? Like, these are ways to not get sick. We're not on lockdown just because funsies and we all thought we'd like to stare at the walls of our home a little more often.
Yeah.
What are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't need to find myself. You know what I mean? I didn't need that. I didn't need that now. Yeah.
They're talking about, we got a new drug, chloroquine. Well, it's not a new drug. We could use chloroquine, which is fine. If you had the coronavirus.
Did he call it a chorus? A chorus virus?
You just did a chorus line the whole time. Like, I can't stop.
You only get it if a bunch of viruses sing all the same level at the same time.
Nice.
That's how it works.
Get some chloroquine and take it. That's all fine. But why don't you just not get it? Why don't you just stay healthy?
Okay. Yeah, sure. You know what you need to do?
Assholes.
You need to roll up a magazine and hit your immune system with it. If you smack your immune system on the nose of the magazine, you're going to be great. Don't worry. You just teach it. If you do get sick, rub its nose in the sickness. Like, grab your immune system and just rub its nose as deep as it can go into the sickness. That's the key. Those are the ways you train.
Who's a bad immune system? Yeah. Who's a bad immune system?
God.
Just don't get it.
Yeah, I sent my immune system to the corner for 15 minutes and I feel so much better.
What about back at me like Blair Witch now?
Yeah. The verse, let no evil befall me nor any plague enter my tent. Psalm 91, right?
Amen.
Hit your angels around us to guard us and protect us, to keep us from slamming our foot against a rock. Let us tread upon the lion and the cobra. Hey, look upon.
Oh my God, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard anyone say ever.
This was also written when, like, the life expectancy of the average human was 13 minutes. Yeah. Like, people died immediately. This was written when people were like made out of actual garbage. Yeah. They were disposable.
Yeah.
Like people were so disposable, fucking sea turtles would be swimming around with people wrapped around their necks, choking them.
Like, there's a giant like raft of people rings. In the middle of the ocean, just a huge raft of it.
Coronavirus, it's a lion and a cobra. We're going to tread on the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We're going to trample down. In trouble, God's going to hear us because we love him. We call on his name. He's going to exalt us.
Is he just fucking babbling right now?
I think he's just hoping real bad.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Right. All like, I like that it's like, well, we're going to call on God to fix it. Like 80,000 people have had coronavirus. Just in this, like,
yeah.
We have to, like, God is just like, oh, y'all didn't want another virus?
Oops.
I thought you could use another virus.
Whoopsie doodle, y'all gave you another virus. I was giving them away. There was a 2-for-1 sale, and I'm going to save the other one for the fall. So I'm going to give you as a white elephant gift.
Yeah, because we're out of elephants now. So.
Now they're going to make a comeback now that people can't leave their house.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right? Like exactly. The wildlife in the world is thrilled. Yeah. The wildlife is like, this is the best. Have you guys noticed people suck?
Going to give us a long, healthful life. God's made promises to us that we ought to be claiming as Christians. Now, does that mean I can go and eat anything I want to eat and I can be overweight and commit gluttony and drink and all that and say, God, just protect me from the coronavirus? Okay, I'm responsible for my health.
Well, then what the fuck are you talking about then?
Well, that now he's blaming people for like their like. So now whether you get coronavirus or not, is a result of your lifestyle choices. You're like, well, you know, you wouldn't have caught essentially something as easy to catch as the common cold if you weren't a fat drunk fucker. That's what he just said.
Admittedly, that's true. So
okay, fine. As a fat drunk, like I have caught a lot of colds. That's just
right,
you know.
Right.
Okay, God is gonna protect me, but God expects me to do certain things to keep the temple clean, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so we do that.
Exactly.
Blood sacrifice. That's the key. Absolutely.
Enemas.
We need blood sacrifice, but not me, you. I want all you other people to go blood sacrifice for me if you can. I'm going to convince you now to go blood sacrifice for me. That's the key.
In fact, actually, all the sacrifices, you guys go ahead and make those and then bring me about 10% or so of your income when you're done.
Oh, gosh, how ridiculous. All right, let's do another one. What do you guys say? Got a couple of them here. I want to ask how are people doing? Tom and I, this last week, both of us watched Tiger Kings.
Oh, my God.
Because we're watching Netflix. How are people coping out there? I know, how many people watch Tiger Kings? That's an interesting show. God damn.
Fucking amazing. Amazing. If you guys have not watched Tiger Kings, but like, That is a great way to while away the hours you should spend sleeping, but you can't because the terror keeps you up all night. So, like, I'm curious what you guys are doing. My wife and I also just started playing Pandemic yesterday. We felt like it was just kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
So, date night was a picnic outside in the 50-degree, brisk, windy weather. Like, what are people doing to keep sane? Like, how are you guys?
Yeah,
how are you guys doing out there?
We went to for a walk the other day. My wife and I went for a walk because we hadn't been out of the house in a while, and we walked by all the parks down by the lakefront here in Chicago. And there was just a ton of people out. There was a skater park full of people just skating. And the next day, Lori Lightfoot's like, "Fuck you! You can't do it. Well, you can't socially distance. I'll do it for you." She closed all the parks. She's like, "Fuck you! Wow. I'm closing all the fucking parks." But we watched that Tiger Kings. That is a fucking crazy. Every moment of that, I would be watching
every moment.
And I would just turn to my wife and I'd look at her and I'd say, what the fuck is happening right now? Because there'd be like, you would be watching it and then you're just thinking, there's no way this can be more methed out than it is currently.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way. There's no amount of meth that changes this into a more methy thing. And it turns out, no, it's absolutely 100%. It keeps ramping up and it gets crazy from the beginning. So it's crazy from the first second it opens and it never stops. Its foot is on the gas the whole time. Literally the whole series.
It is. And without giving anything away, like, it is a crazy enough story that, like, one of the least crazy things is a tiger attack.
Yeah.
Like, when a tiger attack occurs.
Yeah.
That it's the tiger attack is actually so sensible that the person who gets attacked by the tiger is just like, yeah, I'm the calm, level-headed one in the story.
The most calm, level-headed one is the one who's, who gets attacked. It's crazy. It is just insane.
It's nuts.
It is absolutely worth a watch, though. I would say 100% it's awesome. It's so good.
So good.
I watched the first season of Altered Carbon like last year. Really enjoyed it. But we gave up on this season of Altered Carbon. We just stopped watching it. We watched five episodes. And we're like, eh, this season's not nearly as good as the last season was awesome, really fun. But this one was not. Someone saying that the animal suffering is a trigger for me, but there's not a lot. They don't spend a ton of time on that. There's a few moments of that, of animal suffering, but there's not a lot of that. It's mostly people suffering.
It's just suffering
in general. And if you don't care if people suffer, then there's a little bit of that, but for the most part, I don't remember there being a ton of sort of sad Sarah McLachlan footage in that.
No, it deals with the animals for sure, but like, it's just the utter insanity of all of the people involved. Nobody's hands are clean. Everybody is bizarre, utterly bizarre.
Yeah.
You know what else is wonderful is McMillions.
Yeah. I dropped HBO, so I don't have that opportunity, but I should pick it back up for this. I hear it's great. Yeah. All right. So let's do another one, Tom. Florida County Commissioner says during meeting that a blow dryer up your nose kills coronavirus.
That's not how I thought that sentence was going to end. Just
blow dryer
at all.
Up your nose. I got to pause. Give me a second because I'm just going to mute this. Maybe it'll just mute. It says a Florida County Commissioner faced blowback.
To be honest, the guy's something of a blowhard.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a well-written article. Face blowback.
It's hard to listen to him bloviate.
After spreading a debunked claim at an emergency public meeting that sticking a blow dryer up your nose can kill coronavirus. How do you even achieve this, by the way?
Tiny blow dryer or enormous nose, right?
You gotta attach a tube that fits.
Honey, I think I got coronavirus. Get out the tiny blow dryer we've been saving for just this case.
It's right next to your neti pot in the cupboard. So you have your neti pot to wash it out and then your tiny blow dryer to dry it out.
And like you put it up there, your whole body,
your cheeks are slapping like you're driving 50 miles an hour in the wind.
You look like you're living in a Memorex commercial for your whole life.
What a fucking idiot.
Fucking anything.
God. And I love his reaction here too. He says, this sounds really goofy. This is a quote, by the way, quote, this sounds really goofy. And it did to me too. But it works, end quote. How would you even
know? It literally just doesn't work.
Yeah. Like, oh, gosh. That's amazing. Quote, the answer was you use your blow dryer, he said, according to the New York Post. You hold a blow dryer in front of your face and you inhale with your nose and it kills all the viruses in your nose.
Okay. Is inhaling even necessary if you're jetting the air? You definitely want that scorching hot air in your lungs,
absolutely.
Right?
It feels like a lot. It feels like you're doing more. Ian, can you call this guy up real quick? I just want to show a picture of this guy's face. He looks like the kind of guy who's going to shove a fucking... I can't show it to you, Tom, because... Well, maybe I can. I don't know if you could see this. Can you see this? I got to turn you.
I had the instinct to turn my camera. No, it's all washed out.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's all shitty
can't
now.
Can't do anything about it. Oh, it was so much better last week when we could just turn you and you could look right at the screen.
Back when in America we still had freedom of movement.
Oh, man.
Which we shouldn't have right now,
by the way.
That.
Whoops.
I also think it'd be like, it's kind of amazing because he's basically saying like, well, heat will kill the virus. And to some degree, yeah, if you set yourself on fire, you won't have the virus either.
Stick your head in an oven. That'll work.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you'll kill the virus. No problem.
Yeah. Just drown the virus. Tie like, you know, a bunch of weights to your feet and jump in the river. Like, you got no viruses to worry. There's so many ways for you to kill this virus. Absolutely. Remember, it needs your living cells to replicate.
Just drink a bunch of soap. So, yeah, just drink like liquid dish soap. Tons of it.
Yeah.
It's going to work its way through.
Snort a gallon of hand sanitizer. Just...
What a fucking idiot. Now, he did he apologized on Facebook for angry exchanges he had online critics, as well as the embarrassment he caused a few his fellow commissioners and staff. I will not offer any more suggestions unless they are tried and proven, he said.
Okay. Turns out, guys, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I probably shouldn't be doing that.
Oopsie, guys.
You know, okay, my bad.
I am, a trusted authority figure. I shouldn't be just saying things willy-nilly. Also,
I read in a meme once in social media.
You know, if you touch an elephant's tail, it gets rid of all of the coronavirus. That's how this works.
All right, guys, for all those unemployed from the coronavirus, what you got to do is find a rainbow. Now, at the end of that, there'll be a pot of gold. Exactly. I have this on authority. Like, what?
Oh, my gosh. How ridiculous.
No.
So, let's see. Let's see if we have a talkie here I can play. Okay, this will be the last one. Let's do a Lou Engel's story, guys. What do you say? Is it a talkie? Oh, it's not a talkie. Let me see if I can find a talkie for everybody. Give me a sec. Here's a couple.
Start eating some asbestos. That's good advice, too, from chat. Excellent advice. Sleep in the oven set to 450. That'd do it. Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you
nice
can get
toasty
it,
nap.
If you can get your whole body into the oven, absolutely. That's gold. That's absolute gold. Because that's
nobody in our audience could fit their body in an oven. Not even like a big one of those big pizza ovens. No, just no.
No, just no. Okay, I just did another one of those things. I don't know if it came through, Ian. All right. There we go. Did it go through? I clicked on the Instagram one. Did it go through?
No, I don't see it, but okay. I don't know.
Let me do the Twitter one. See what happens. If it doesn't work. What are you going to do?
Yeah, we'll fix it.
You got to fix it. All right, here we go. This is Jim Baker. Jim Baker decries warfare that has forced him to stop lying about his silver solution. He calls it warfare. What he really means is law and ethics. That's what he means.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a second for the right wing watch. We got to give them their disclaimer.
Got to get through their disclaimer.
Do their disclaimer here.
Certain government agencies have claimed that some statements made by guests on this show could have potentially been interpreted to give the wrong impression about silver solutions.
How could that possibly be? How could that possibly be?
That woman on the show, because we covered it.
Yeah.
She said, this kills coronaviruses in 12 hours. And she held it up and he pointed at it.
Yep.
Like, that is a thing that happened.
Yep.
He pointed at her holding up her fucking Silver Surfer solution and was like, 12 hours kills them all.
So you milk this directly from Galactus then, right? Okay, cool.
Or curing COVID-19. While I strongly disagree with the idea that these statements were in context or in any way misleading, I feel I have a biblical duty to lead with knowledge,
Cecil.
Understanding.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. They weren't misleading.
No.
They were dishonest.
They were lying.
Misleading is like a little bit of misdirection. Like, no, you just were saying untrue things.
Yeah,
that's not the same as misleading.
Yeah, you just lied outright. You just outright lied. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And he's clearly reading something his lawyers wrote right now. I mean, come on.
Here is an extemporaneous thing I just came up with.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 3:15, God's word tells us to test everything. Keep what is good and stay away from anything that is evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:19-22. Stay away even from the appearance of evil.
Like selling a huckster product to the people who are watching you? Is that appearance? Would that be evil? Would that be, you know, something that's completely ineffective?
Does this not seem weird coming from a felon?
Yeah, you would think.
This is like,
yeah, sure.
You know, God said, don't lie and cheat and steal. And I don't do that much anymore. Yeah.
God also says here in 2 Thessalonians, do as I say, not as I do. So,
right.
In response to the claims of these governmental agencies, and after prayer for thought,
and after a long call with my lawyer,
where he said, if you like your money, you'll stop doing this.
You'll stop doing this and you will read this fucking statement, stupid.
Yeah.
We have suspended offering silver solutions. Wonderful products that we've, for a decade, we have sent out these products. This time to avoid even the appearance that our guest comments might mislead any of our partners. My heart is broken. We know this is an inconvenience for those of you, our partners, who regularly use.
You notice he's not saying that this stuff doesn't cure COVID.
Right, right.
You notice he's just like, he's not saying like, whoa, didn't mean it, doesn't fucking cure COVID-19.
Whoopsie, sorry.
He's not saying that. Like, he's carefully avoiding taking any responsibility for like what was actually said. This way, as soon as it's okay for him to resell this shit, it'll go right back. Because he's got a fucking warehouse of fucking Smurf juice. Like, he's got... you know he does. He's got fucking stockpiles of fucking Gargamel stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. He's got that Tidy Bowl shit. The shit you pour in the toilet that turns it blue. He's got a bunch of that people were chugging. Little shots of. Little shooters of.
Silver Soft Solution. And have done so for decades. Please be patient with us as we work through this process. We believe this is the right step. This coronavirus is a serious disease. With all that is going on in the world, please listen to the directions of the public health officials, our President of the United States, pray without ceasing, and trust in God.
Wow.
So listen to your public health officials and the president. And then when those two things don't line up.
Yeah. Yeah. When those two things are at odds and fucking that Dr. Fauci or whatever is fucking ankle tackling the president to get him away from the microphone, then I guess maybe we need to look other places to figure this shit out.
When that guy's like face palming on camera.
Oh,
like,
God. Oh. Did you see that this week? He literally face palmed because Trump looks at the camera and says, well, now I'd like to bring up someone from the State Department, or as I like to call it, the Deep State Department. And the guy just puts his hand on his face. He's thinking, I made all the wrong career choices in my life. I made all the wrong ones. I could be a doctor somewhere doing like other shit. Right now, everything sucks in my life. I have to stand next to this buffoon and fucking basically reassure the public after he lies to them, which he's done all week long.
I love that guy was on he was interviewed and they're like, is it hard to just back clean up for that bullshit? You know? And he was like, that's pretty tough to do.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Like, that's, it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
not gonna
it's
lie.
Pretty tough. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty tough. Yeah. And he's got to walk back everything the damn president said. So you're right. When those two things are at odds, and then specifically, what about when the U.S. government and the local governments or state governments are at odds? Because that's how it's working now, where the state governments are saying, no, we need to be more stringent, especially a couple states are being very stringent. And then other states aren't even following the president's guidelines, which are pretty lax. We talked about it earlier. Louisiana, they're cool with 50 people. The president says no more than 10. Our city and state is locked down to the point where gatherings of any sort are really frowned upon in general. So it's a range of how people are reacting to it. Yeah. And then we got a message. Don't Someone says, don't worry, the economy is going to be resurrected on Easter. Yeah, it'll be resurrected. We'd be better. It'd be better if we did, if we actually let everybody out on Good Friday, because isn't that the day that everybody dies? Good Friday, is that? Because I think
people, yeah, Good Friday is death day, right?
Good Friday is the dead day. And then Easter, everybody just wakes back up. So it would be fine. It'd be fine. It would be good. We'd let everybody out on Good Friday. And then by Easter, everything's cool. Everything's back to normal. That's fine. I mean, there's a couple of plagues in between, but we're good. So, you know, there's
are minor plagues. Yeah. If you smear blood on your door, it doesn't visit your house. It's a whole thing.
We laugh. That's going to happen eventually. Yeah, Liberty University, Lazy Court says Liberty University is going to have students come back in a few weeks. Yeah, they're talking about that already. A bunch of places are already talking about feeding humans into the grinder to feed the economy. That's already happening. That's literally already happening. They're talking about it in Texas. One of the lieutenant governors was saying, you know, people should be sacrificing themselves for the economy. So yeah, this shows you exactly what you need to know about capitalism.
I mean, to be fair, like the first time we did that, we called it the Industrial Revolution, and it was literal gears. Yeah. Like it was just actual gears.
Yeah. Person goes in. The only difference they come out and they're those construction paper little hands or whatever the figures, the little construction. I forget what they call those things. Whatever paper
all
dolls.
Joined together.
Paper dolls. Yeah. Paper dolls. They pull them out. It's just a big. That's your intestines right there. There we go. We didn't need that anymore. Feed another one into the machine, Boris. Just throw them right in. We're good.
To be fair, the people we shredded first were the Irish. We weren't even sure they were people yet. So it was like, confusing.
Yeah, exactly. So we are doing a couple of other things. I started to stream.
Cecil, I'm sorry. Somebody's comment. We're going to die from all this winning. Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's great.
Yeah, no. I mean, are you tired of winning yet, everybody? Because winning is so great. It is so great. We are starting to do a few things. We're doing some streaming. Ian and I jumped on and played Portal 2 this week. We know Tom's louder. I can't do anything about it, guys. I already talked about it at the beginning of the stream. I can't do anything about how loud Tom is in comparison to me, the way the thing is set up. I've basically turned up everything I can. I've got it 1.21 gigawatts into this thing, and I can't do anything else about it. This week we did a stream where we gamed for a little while on Twitch. So keep your eyes open on Twitch. Subscribe on Twitch. You could go to Twitch right now and subscribe on Twitch, and then you get notifications when we jump on, and you can watch me game. I was gaming earlier this week. I did a Subnautic stream. Ian and I played Portal 2 together, so we can check that. You guys can check that out. We're gonna try to do it again this week. Keep your eyes on social media so you can see when that's gonna happen. I was also on a stream last week with the Scathing Guys. The Scathing Guys held one on Saturday night, so I think you could go to the Scathing Atheist YouTube page and catch that. That was a lot of fun. We had a good time there. So a lot of people are streaming now and trying to get in front of people and get in front of the audience so that people can, you know, have stuff to do on the nights when everybody's bored and they finish Tiger Kings. So, you know, everybody's done with their Netflix queue. They read all their books. They've knitted all their stuff. They have to go back to the essential Joanne fabrics to get more yarn tomorrow. And so they're waiting for us to stream. And so we're trying to put out a few more streams during the week. Tom and I are talking about maybe in the future doing one on the weekend. We'll keep you guys posted on that. We're trying to do more streams here and there. If you're a patron and you have any ideas, you can always post them or send them to us on Patreon. And we can, there's a thread already talking about what games we should play and whatnot. So Tom, we should probably wrap it up because we have to be on. We have guests in a few minutes, so we're gonna probably jump on there. So we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We are gonna wrap it up right now, and come check us out next week, next Thursday, and also keep your eyes on social for the gaming stream. We're looking at maybe a Sunday afternoon and maybe a Tuesday or Wednesday night. So keep your eyes on the social medias to see if you want to join us for a gaming stream. Chit chat with us while we're gaming. And I do interact a lot more with chat on those than we do on here. So the chat interaction is, there's a lot more of that than there is when we're doing stories. But we want to thank you guys for joining us. So thanks so much. And we'll see you guys next time. So long, everybody.
Thank
we'll
you
see
guys.
You next week. Stay safe, everybody. Socially distant.